Craig Rowetter, the head football coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate up here at Orange City as the Tigers getting ready to take on MOC Floyd Valley. And, Coach, I think I joked with you on Saturday morning last week when I mentioned that this was your next game, that last week you guys traveled south and east about 3 hours, and now you're traveling north and west about 3 hours. So, you know, we can't say the frequent flyer miles, but we can say the frequent bus travel miles or something, right?
Yeah, we get to enjoy, you know, Western Iowa from north to south. So we're well traveled.
Coach, gotta like the way you guys are playing though right now. 3-1 on the year. Played well against, I think, number 3, if I remember correctly, with the latest poll, Gilbert, and led them at halftime. Rolled over Creston last week on the road, and Denison Schleswig the week before. So, what has stood out for you about the way the guys are playing right now?
Well, we're just playing confident, you know, and. Yeah, in that Gilbert game, actually, we were ahead going in the fourth quarter. So we kind of, you know, felt we'd let that one slip away. But it also gave our guys a chance to respond. And respond how I thought they would. You know, we have a great group of seniors, and they kind of set the tone leadership-wise. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, we've been on the fortunate side of some lopsided scores. But that's due to the hard work of those guys setting the tone in practice, being positive examples for how we're going to, you know, go about our business. And, you know, and on top of that, really establishing the line of scrimmage, I think these last 2 weeks has been the biggest difference maker in the outcome of the games.
And I know we talked before the season and a few times here during the season, you love that offensive line. I think they're going to play a key role tonight. Have you felt anything different as far as the focus of the guys with this being the first district game?
Not really. It's just, you know, it's another week. We know we have a tough stretch here going into district play, and this is kind of when it counts, you know. So I'm sure there might be a few more nerves just on that opening district game, because if you win your district, you're in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter, you know, what your non-district schedule will look like. And so that's kind of the focus of our guys. And again, I think the experience from everybody, you know, getting a lot of playing time a year ago at this level, I think that pays dividends.
Coach, you mentioned last week that, you know, MOC was the team that you thought might be the favorite in the district going, even though you knew that this could be a really balanced district through their first four games. Have you seen that out of them, or has anything caught you, you know, by surprise with the way they played? As they're sitting 3-1 on the year, they're only lost to Central Lyon, Georgia Little Rock.
Yeah, they're kind of how we expected. You know, we knew they brought back one of the top quarterbacks in our district with the Blake Albers. I think he's doubled up everybody's stats so far throwing the ball in our district coming into tonight. So. That's kind of the focus. You know, he's a senior. Same deal. He's been starting varsity since his sophomore year. So he's basically seen everything we can throw at him. They got a good running back with the Mosin kid. And, you know, and then an all-state receiver returning with Langton. So offensively, you know, that catches most of your attention. But, again, I don't know that we see much more disciplined defense all year than MOC Floyd Valley. Their coaching staff does a tremendous job preparing them, especially for our schemes, our offensive schemes in the past. It's just really tough to move the ball on them. So they kind of get all the credit for their offensive production, but their defense is also very solid.
You mentioned the quarterback, the Albers kid, looks like a very good quarterback, as you've said, been starting since his sophomore. Seems like he's got a few different weapons in that passing game. What is it, four different guys with 10 catches or more led by the Langston kid you were talking about. But he's also thrown 6 interceptions to just 9 touchdowns. Is there something you guys can do? I mean, your defense 4 picks already this year. Is there something you can do with coverages to disguise those or anything against him?
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there with all the weapons. They, you know, and actually the running back is their second leading receiver as far as receptions go. So he's, you know, we always got to kind of keep an account on where he's releasing to, into the flats or the screen game. I thought that's, you know, Creston, that is one area they got us last week, was they hit some of those inside screens because we're pretty aggressive up front defensively. So we'll have to be conscious on that, but yeah, it was nice to see. We finally got, you know, a pair of interceptions last week as well. So I think our secondary's, you know, confident and ready for the task. But and that, again, after giving up one or two, you know, miscommunications in the secondary week one against Greene County, for the most part, our secondary has really been locked in these last three games, and I think they'll be ready to go this week.
Coach, do they throw first, or is this a team that'll come out and establish that running game and then kind of mix in the pass?
Oh, I think they would like to run a little bit more, just me knowing Coach Hegstad up there. I think he would like to establish a run, but so far it seems like they do set up the short to intermediate throws to kind of loosen you up and then get you to play more coverage, and then they'll come pound at you with Mazen in the run game. You know, he last week, especially against Lamar's, it showed a little bit more of the run. They you could tell they were focusing on trying to establish that run game, and I'm assuming that was, you know, focus was kind of geared towards once we start district play here.
Physical run game, or are they more of a, you know, as you said, with that many receivers, kind of spread you out, find gaps, and use quickness and speed?
Yeah, I think most of their success is kind of off-tackle sweeps type stuff, but they will line when they want to really run the ball. They'll just get in the old I pro, you know, and with the lead fullback and, you know, and try to come downhill at you. But with their running style, especially, like I said, he's a good receiver out of the backfield too. They like getting to the edge and then also having the option, you know, in the run fakes to get the running backs out in the flats and try to, you know, get you sleeping on play action.
Coach, offensively, you guys want to run the football first, and everybody knows that, not saying anything that they haven't seen on film. You had some success against them a year ago offensively. Do you expect any changes defensively, or how do you feel their defense matches up and what they'll look to do?
Well, it is actually kind of I'm a little in between on that one. They played a three-man front, and that's how they played us last year. But then against a couple of teams like Central Lyon, who's a little bit more run-heavy, they did go to a four-man front. And then just a little bit against Lamar's, they also chose to go in a four-man front. So we're, you know, the good thing about the teams we played already this year is we've seen both. And, again, the good thing about, you know, keep beating that drum is the experience that we have up front on the offensive line and tight end position. You know, we've seen quite a bit already. So it's not, you know, we kind of have option A and option B on our run game blocking schemes. And so I would anticipate maybe they will start out in the odd front with the three-man front. But if we do start rolling in the run game, I would guess that they would probably bring in that extra defensive lineman and then, you know, kind of play more of a traditional 4-3.
Coach, advantage in special teams for either one of you guys?
You know, that's one thing that we've really worked on this week was I've been a little disappointed in our protection on PAT and field goal. We got a great field goal kicker with Karen Polking, and we just haven't done him justice right now with protecting on the edges, and giving up a couple blocked kicks. And, you know, some of it was just working on it before halves. In the last two games, you know, the score wasn't really in a position where we were, you know, had to have that field goal. But again, in that situation, I told our guys that's gonna win or lose a game here for us, especially in the district play. So we needed to get shored up on our protection this week, which we did, and focus on that, because I think we have, you know, the best kicker in the district with Kieran Polking, and you know, our punt team. It hasn't gotten much work I don't think we've punted the last 2 weeks. So that we worked on that too this week, just to make sure we weren't too rusty in the punt game. So that's kind of where we've been focused this week anyway.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Best of luck coming up on Friday night. Looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show as well as for the coaches show on Saturday morning.
All right, Jeff, thank you, and go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter again joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll send it off to Nick Brinks for the broadcast coming up next here on Kick 106.7.